have any teachers that to whom that you already establish dharma connection, such as receive empowerment by initiations or receive commentaries, the explanation on the graduate path, explanation on different aspects of the Buddha's teachings, or you have received refuge vows or any other lay vows or Buddhist vows, or you have received like oral transmissions. So with that, if you have established, means if you regarded somebody as your spiritual teacher, spiritual friend, then try to see Shakyamuni Buddha is no different than your spiritual teacher. Shakyamuni Buddha is oneness with your spiritual teacher. Shakyamuni Buddha, to that your spiritual friend or spiritual guru, who is embodiment of all the other Buddhas, in order for you to accumulate extensive positive energy, extensive virtue, extensive good causes, to bring happiness to you this life as well as future lifetimes, until the everlasting happiness which Buddha, which you can achieve in Buddha's pure land, you know. So, and at the same time, to purify past wrongdoings, past mistakes, to purify the past mistakes, past wrongdoings, wrong thinking, you know, harmful thinking to oneself, like including the thinking of suiciding, thinking of giving up life, including that is negative emotion. Sometimes human being thinks that negative means it's harmful thought for others, and harmful thought for yourself, you regard it as something is not necessary to be purified. Maybe some people don't even regard that as negative. But as long as you have a mind to torture your body, mind to torture yourself, such as to give up the life, you know, including thought of suicide, you know, when business goes wrong, when family have a problem, then immediately say, okay, I want to give up my life. Including that is negative karma, negative action. It has the power to bring more suffering, continuous of suffering, you know. So including that, then the negative intention, negative actions, like wishing or including having a, you know, one moment of thought that I want to destroy other, I want to destroy the peace of other, I want to create rumors of wrong ethics of others, you know, I want to create all sort of wrong speech, criticisms, you know, including causing a life of other. So all those are the wrongdoings, including like showing very, very long face to others, you know. Like when you see friends around, you know, instead of be respectful and be kind, you show very long face, you know, this one, what do you call this, a cheek? Normally it's about this much, but that day, you know, this one become like almost like this one. Very heavy negative karma. Unbelievable heavy negative karma, showing long face to other. Unbelievable. You know, how much that can disturb yourself, and how much that can destroy the peace in others surrounding around you. Unbelievable. You know, the negative karma is, you can't imagine, you know, you can't imagine. So therefore, all these need to be purified. Otherwise, you keep continue, and the long face will become really long face, you know. Keep continue. Then you never have a chance to smile even for a moment. Don't talk about smiling to other, but never have even chance to smile for yourself. You know, so it's a, how to say, so the most powerful object that where you can purify all these wrongdoings, negative karma, is Guru Shakyamuni Buddha. You know, who is no different than your spiritual friend, spiritual guide. And in order to actualize both purification of wrongdoings an accumulation of the good causes for the happiness, they make offerings. Offering of flowers, offering of light, offering of mandala offering, you know, offering of inspiration, offering of devotion, you know, all the good thoughts, you know. So you offer. So this is about Guru Puja. So this is all about Guru Puja. So if we practice like this, and Guru will be pleased. Puja means offering or pleasing the Guru. So if we act that way, Guru will be pleased. You know, otherwise, Guru always concern our happiness. But we all the time, how much Guru teach us, but we all the time do the wrong thing. We all the time, you know, stay unhappy. All the time, don't know how to transform our problems into path. Then Guru kind of like, you know, like Guru feel tired. Guru will feel how come, you know, the Dharma pupils are like never learn, you know. So then Guru will feel sad. Then heavy negative karma again. You see, heavy negative karma. You know. So you see. So Guru Puja is so powerful that you accumulate very very powerful extensive merit. Especially today's time, world economic very bad. You know, so many people suffer. You know, losing job. like tearing away the bread, you know, like almost peeling out the skin like that, you know, it's like so painful. So you see, so we create the cause that we suffer now, you know. So now awake, try to understand and use Dharma today's time, spend more time in Dharma and try to create more merits. So by next year maybe it will be better, maybe end of this year will be better. But if we just put aside, next year all economic go up, your economic still will be go down. No, all economy will go up, but one's own individual economy will still continue to degenerate. Because what we are experiencing now is exhaustion of merit. Exhaustion of merit. Most of the economic disaster for the individual is exhaustion of the individual's merit. Exhaustion. You know, we have used up all the merit. We did bang in, you know, quite lump sum from the past lifetime, but for the past 30 years, you know, we just use it and never add up, never earn even even 1%. And the moment completely empty bank, then now to recover. Cannot hope that the whole day doing mandala tomorrow will change your life. No possible. Whole day run to the cave, come back next week. Not possible. It is too. It's kind of like, you know, when too, how to say, the crisis, when the crisis of the exhaustion of merit went too extensive. You see, so we are not get into that serious matter. We are still okay. We still have a job, you know, even though maybe the pay becomes slightly lesser, never mind. We still have a job. We still have things are not that bad compared to many others. You see. So while we are in this stage, we keep accumulate the merit, maybe at least 1 year or 5 years or maybe 10 years. I will hope maybe about 20 years later will be, you know, slightly better, you know. I will not hope tomorrow, because the usage, what I know, that how much I use my merit is too much. So I will not expect next year my life will be perfect. But I will hope at least 20 years time I will be okay. You know. But in many of our case, why not maybe end of this year will be alright. Maybe at least by next year will be alright. You see. So therefore, I just want to share, so rejoicing that we all are here. Rejoice yourself. Feel how fortunate, feel happy yourself. You know, like that. Thank you. So some of the, you know, the prayers might do in Tibetan. So if you cannot, if you don't understand, and if you feel rather to read the English translation, then you can read the English translation. But if you want to participate in the chanting of the tune, then you can participate in Tibetan. So just feel free, yeah? And at the end, if puja takes too long, and if you have any other appointments, you know, you should feel free to leave any time, okay?
Yeah. Ma sem chen tam che 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 dun du da ki siu de nyo la nyo wa do me sang ye la ma la e ko pa no ju ja ma sem chen tam che dung a le dra de che sang ye ki sa la gro ka cha de che du lam jam mo lam ma la e nyo ju nyam su